You are Locked On Vikings, your daily Minnesota Vikings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
But the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go.
Locked On Vikings on the Locked On Podcast Network. A snowy Friday in the Twin Cities, episode number 299. Sam and Sage, your hosts. I don't understand the NFL anymore, Sage. You think you know something, you think you know a team, and then you watch the Ravens and Dolphins last night, and it's a 40-0 rout, and Matt Moore throws multiple pick sixes. I've completely lost faith that I know this league. It's just topsy-turvy every week.
You know, every week. I think, was it last year we started this, the whole thing with the pick'ems and the picks every week? Every week I hate doing it. And the reason is because I have no idea. Like, I played in the league for a while. I'm throwing out there my best guesses. I had no idea it would be a blow like that last night. And I that's why I hate making picks, whether it's for the Super Bowl or whether it's for really any game, because you just don't know. The NFL is so unpredictable. I mean, it would make no sense for the Cleveland Browns to beat the Minnesota Vikings in London this weekend. But honestly, would it surprise me? Not at all. Not at all. So, last night, 40-0 Ravens. Unbelievable. I didn't think the Ravens were a very good football team.
Yep, neither did I, because we watched them last week. The Vikings made them look really bad. And I got to thinking, is it possible that the New Orleans Saints are suddenly the most impressive win on the Vikings schedule? You've got Saints, Bucks, Packers without Rodgers, Bears, Ravens. It seems like the Saints, right?
It's, well, right now, I mean, the Saints are in the driver's seat in what has been the most competitive division in football for really about the last 10 years, a different winner every year. It seems like it's really the division of quarterbacks. You got Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Jameis Winston, and who am I missing? That all four? And Drew Brees. And
yeah.
Drew Brees. So that division it's a great quarterback division. It seems like every year is different with who wins it. And now this is the year that after 3 7-9 seasons in a row, at least two.
Yep.
And you almost wonder, is it about time, sort of like Philadelphia with Andy Reid, is it about time that in New Orleans they should move on to a new voice and next thing you know, they're in first place. But the season is young. It's amazing all the action that happens in the last 3 weeks of the season, because that's when all the, you know, who beats who and who gets in and you know, you can have a great year. You be 8-6 and think you're getting the playoffs and lose your last couple of games and you're out. So it's, you never know in this league. You got to sort of play it out. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Let's play a little contender or pretender with some of these marginal teams. How about the Washington Redskins at 3-3, contender or pretender?
The Redskins season will come down to probably one play or one series or one fourth quarter. And if they win it, they'll probably win 10 games. If they lose it, they'll win 6 games. The difference between winning and losing or the playoffs or not the playoffs is so small that if you blink, you'll miss it.
Panthers, 4-3. They've lost 2 in a row. Contender or pretender?
I would say pretender, because things can be inconsistent in your ball club, but your quarterback play cannot be that inconsistent. And I've seen so little from Cam Newton this year, a couple games here and there, but he has not played well, and it seems like he's regressing for some reason. And I think that'll, that's one of those teams that I don't think is headed up.
It seems like his personality is erratic, and I think it kind of translates to the football field. This was the issue when they were 15-1 and in the Super Bowl too, was when things were going well, Cam was on fire. It seemed to be translating on the field. He was jovial. He was gregarious. And now, we're talking about 2 losses in a row and he's walking out on press conferences. You just can't have that mentality in this league.
Well, so here's the thing. I think it all comes down to the word leadership, and everyone has their own view of what leadership is and what it stands for and what you need to be if you're going to be in a leadership role. And I believe stability and consistency are the two most important aspects of leadership. you know, availability, being around, that's important too. But that stability and consistency, and I think, you know, Alex Smith seems sort of boring. Eli Manning seems sort of boring. You know, these guys seem sort of boring, but they just sort of consistently a lot of times win. You know, Drew Brees is like that. You know, they don't walk out of press conferences. They don't do this, as you'd say, I guess, erratic behavior. But because your team just the quarterback just has to be that guy who is consistent every single day. I truly believe that in leadership, in particular football leadership. You have to be just the same guy every day. So when things are really good, they're never that good. And when things are really bad, they're never that bad. And you just sort of stay in the middle and you keep working for the next day. And I think, yeah, that inconsistency, that inconsistent behavior it has an effect on the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm. How about Buffalo? They're 4-2. They're half a game back in the AFC East. They've had some nice wins this year. The Buffalo Bills.
I like Buffalo. I like that they play sort of gritty football. Last year, they were number one in the NFL in rushing. People don't realize that. But you know, when you have a quarterback, you know, LeSean McCoy and a quarterback who can run, you're going to have some good rushing stats. And so this year, they're not running the ball as much, but they just play a stingy style of defense. And I've always liked Sean McDermott. He's been a good coordinator for a long time. They had good players up there on defense last year, and he's really – gotten that group working hard together. So I sort of thought that this year, this might be the breakout year for Tyrod Taylor. He's sort of a poor man's Russell Wilson. You know, they're both smaller guys, but they can both hurt you with their legs. They're both pretty accurate throwers. They're smart guys, and they can create. And I think this game has gone to more of a create game and less than just a pure pocket passer game. And as long as they don't turn the ball over, I think they're going to ground out a lot of wins in Buffalo.
How about a team that really no one saw coming, but somehow they have the best point differential in the AFC? Jacksonville Jaguars tied for the AFC South lead. Contender or pretender?
Just because the AFC South is a weak division. Colts aren't very good. The Titans are okay. I'm not really totally sold on the Titans. And the Texans, you know, we'll see also. So a lot of those teams are right in the middle. Of all those, Jacksonville I probably feel worst about. I like their defense, obviously. They've been rushing the passer like crazy. But, man, at some point, are you always going to be winning the game in, you know, the fourth quarter and the second half? At some point, you have to rely on your quarterback to win football games. This is almost like – this reminds me of, like, the Tim Tebow thing of Denver from, you know, was that about 2011 when basically the team won despite the quarterback. And I think that somehow this team is with good defense and running game – I mean, despite the quarterback, that at some point, do I feel like that sort of comes back to either haunt you, or you just can't come back from a game where you're behind by a touchdown or two in the fourth quarter?
It's weird to say, but the Jaguars kind of win with the same formula as the Vikings right now. They have an unbelievable defense, which we didn't really expect. They have the second.
I disagree. I think that you're given. I think Case Keenum is doing a good job.
Well, I think
he's
is
doing
too.
A very good job.
I think he is
think
too. But
I think he's a part of why their reason. I don't think. The kid in Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, I don't think he's really like, yeah, he's one of the main, we stamp our quarterback won this football game. I think Case Keenum is doing a lot for this offense and a lot for this team, and also just really energized the team. I think he's giving this team a lot of energy. I don't think Blake Bortles is giving those Jaguars any energy at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you, Sam.
No, you're permitted to that opinion, and that's fine. I think in a general sense, I think great defense and a great rushing game, that's how Jacksonville's winning. And I don't think that you can say Minnesota's not winning because of those things. I think Minnesota has used defense, obviously, but I think the rushing game has sort of carried the water for this team above the passing game, not to discount Case Keenum. I think that Keenum is, I don't want to call him a manager, but that's sort of what he's done. He hasn't turned the ball over. He's made some important third down throws. He's been solid. I don't think he's been winning games.
He's doing things, it seems like to me, that Alex Smith used to be doing. When I think the Alex Smith now we're seeing is like probably the best Alex Smith we've seen in his career. But Case is doing those things where he's just sort of making that key play. You know, when mm-hmm. the team really needs it, he's running for a first down. It's an 8-yard run in the stat sheet. But, man, that was a big first down because – it'd been a couple drives since the Vikings had done anything offensively, and now they got something going, you know, or they just got a turnover. He seems to bring that good energy at the right times to the team and seems to make those key completions. He's a really accurate quarterback. I think he's much more accurate than I thought he would be. He doesn't miss very many throws, and he said he buys some time at the right spots. And I think he's one of those guys you'd call a winner. you know, which there's nothing wrong with having that as a quarterback.
Yeah, I definitely see that quality as well, and I think the team gravitates to him, and he's fresh. He's new. You know, Blake Bortles is stale after a lot of bad years in Jacksonville.
Might be the Sam Bradford thing right now, too.
Yeah. Let's get to your favorite part, the picks. Let's pick four games. Remember, we're tied. We're both 17 and 11. We got to do one outside.
Can we do something? I think we should play a new game.
Okay.
We do the picks, but we only get a percentage that we feel comfortable. We only gain or lose the percentage we feel comfortable with betting, right? Like if I pick like the Vikings this weekend, I feel 80% sure the Vikings are going to win, right? So if I get 0.8 points. If I lose it though, I lose 0.8 points.
Ooh.
Because sometimes I feel like a 3 out of 10, you know, because it's just like, it's football. Who knows? You know, who knows what's going to happen? So I want to add that to the game.
All right. I'm on board. I'm going to have to write this down. So let me bring up a note on my iPhone here. Okay. Let's do the Cowboys and Redskins in our non-divisional game. A couple 3-3 teams kind of trying to get above water here. It's in Washington. Dallas is favored by 2. Who do you like?
I like Dallas in this game. I'm going to go with 65%. I feel 65% about that.
Okay. Sage, Dallas, 65. I'm going to go with Dallas as well. They got the running game going against the 49ers. It seems like despite the league's many, many attempts, Ezekiel Elliott will never be suspended. So I think he will run for 150 yards. And I'm going to say with 75% certainty.
All right.
Dallas wins this game. Let's go to Steelers-Lions. The Steelers are 5-2. The Lions are 3-3 and coming off a bye. It's in Detroit, and Pittsburgh is favored by 3.
I like Pittsburgh in this game. I actually like when Ben Roethlisberger plays indoors as well. He seems to be more accurate when he's indoors. So I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, again, 65%.
He's won a Super Bowl in that stadium in Detroit. How about I'm going to go with Detroit, that home underdog phenomenon that kind of helped us in that Bears pick last week. I'm going to go with the home underdog Detroit Lions, but do you have to be over 50% sure? I mean, if you're under 50% sure, does that?
No, under 50% is fine. So if you get it right, you only get 0.3. If you get it wrong, you only lose 0.3.
Okay. I can't risk too much here. I'm going to go 30%. 30% sure on Detroit.
You don't feel good about that at all.
I like this game. This is much more fun than just straight up picks. Let's let's go with the Bears at the Saints. The Bears are suddenly red hot. They've won 2 in a row. They're 3-4.
Saints win it by 2 touchdowns.
All right. So you like the Saints winning and covering. How confident are you?
80%.
80%. Okay. Yeah, the Saints are pretty good, and they're at home, and the Bears haven't exactly, you know, offensively blown anybody away the last 2 weeks. The defense has been nice. I'm also going to take the Saints, though, and I think I'm about 90% sure. I'm going big. I'm putting a lot on the line here.
All right, next week, by the way, you're going first, and I'm going second.
Okay, I do make you go first all the time. That's probably unfair. All right, last one. Vikings and Browns. The Vikings are 9.5-point favorites in London.
Ah, well, because of that, I'm sure they're going to lose. They're going to lose this game, right? I mean, is that sort of like a Vikings thing to lose this game against these crappy Browns?
I felt this way against the Bears a couple weeks ago. I don't see it.
It's the whole thing of just when you're finally feeling good about it, they go and lose to the Browns 0-7.
So
and then you know somebody got hurt. That's like about what the Vikings luck will be this weekend.
So what's your are you taking Cleveland? Are you
no?
Honestly
I actually
doing
think
it?
It's not going to happen. I actually think the Vikings are going to play well. No one's going to get hurt. I feel the Vikings are going to win 90% Vikings.
Yeah, I mean this is just shy of a guarantee. I'm going 95% on the Vikings. I look at the matchups here. They don't have Joe Thomas. So Everson Griffin is going to just feast on Spencer Drango.
You would think, Sam.
They don't have Miles. They don't have Myles Garrett. So there goes their top pass rusher, Riley Reiff, questionable just in case he doesn't play. They don't have their top pass rusher.
You would think they could protect the quarterback. We will see.
Case hasn't been sacked in his last five halves of football. I mean, it makes no sense that the Vikings would have any kind of duress on the passer, and they're going to get a lot on DeShone Kizer. Right? To me, it feels like a 7-sack onslaught and probably a double-digit win. I've never been this confident, which
is
terrifying.
I am looking forward to next week's show. I cannot wait.
You're going to rub it in my face if they lose, aren't you? You're going to...
No, I think it's... No, I think that's the insanity of football.
Yeah.
That's just the insanity of the NFL.
Well,
so.
I'm trying to rally the troops here. You know, I've been kind of the negative on this show. I picked against the Vikings a few times.
I like the new game, by the way. It's way better.
Yeah.
It's the way everyone should do it. They should all do it on ESPN. And they should... You're gambling with chips. You know, you have to bet something. What are you going to bet? I think that's mm-hmm. part of the whole thing.
So, these numbers will eventually turn into dollars, right? And we'll settle up
yeah.
at the end of the year.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Okay. Well, great. That was fun. I'm glad that we invented this by week 8, and we'll still have a couple months to do it. Have a great rest of your day. Have a good weekend. Hopefully the snow avoids you in Omaha, and we will chat with you on Monday.
I'm going to call that the best show ever.
Outstanding.
I think it was.
Inventing stuff. All right. Thanks, Sage. And remember, you can win a subscription to Pro Football Focus. Leave a review on iTunes with your Twitter handle. Get in the running for PFF signature stats.
But the fire is so delightful. And since we've no